Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Silver X Mining, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol AGX. We are chatting again with the president and CEO, Jose Garcia. Now, we chatted with Jose a couple months ago, the more or less middle of February, to introduce this relatively new silver mining company. The company came together, was listed back in July of last year, already in production with exploration upside and growing current production. The company is focused in the Nueva Recuperada Silver District in central Peru, the flagship project being the Nueva Recuperada Silver, Gold, Lead, Zinc, and Copper Project. Let's start with an operational update here, Jose. We had recent news that highlighted the April results. So the company produced little over 61,000 silver equivalent ounces. This is a continued ramp up towards the target of 150,000 silver equivalent ounces per month. The grade, that's one thing that catches a lot of people's eyes, is it's almost 10 ounces per ton silver equivalent. Jose, take us through the continued ramp up here at the Nueva Recuperada project, please.
Hi, Corey. Thank you for having us today. Yes, we're very pleased with what's happening on site, right? We went public in July, and we went public with a very different profile. We are a junior silver company that is actually in production, development, and obviously exploration upside. And that's quite a unique thing. There's very few companies in that space that I could mention today. And that's nice because we are in a position where we are growing with our own production. We don't need to raise money from our investors, so we are well-funded. But more importantly, we offer a quick ramp-up and a lot of upside potential. So let me run you through some of the numbers, okay? As you rightly said, we've been producing slightly above 60,000 ounces a month of silver equivalent, okay? In the scope of things, even if that's not a big production, it's a production that already pays all the bills, okay? It's important, as I said, because we are a self-funded company. Since we actually raised the money in July, we've been deploying some of that money into the so-called mining capex or mine capex, right? And we've been building a mine over the last 7 to 8 months, right? Very successfully. Now we have the Tangana mine, which is a mine operating up to 3 veins very shortly, of very good grades, of very good widths, and actually expanding steadily, okay? So we can secure the Tangana is going to be a really profitable long mine life. But more importantly, the beauty of having this mine in continuous development is that we are accessing the veins, accessing the ore bodies, and drilling them out. When we went public, we promised 3 big things. We said, okay, we have a tremendous district that is going to grow organically over the years. So the one important item, the one critical item is drilling. We're going to put a big drilling campaign of approximately 25,000 meters. And we are going to provide a big resource update with that. That was item number one. Item number two was we're going to expand the plant. We have a 600 tons a day processing facility, going to apply for a permit, going to increase it by 20% to 720. That's done and dusted. That was done in 2021 already, okay? And third item was we're going to continue ramping up the production to full scale within a year time. Okay, the company will be self-sustainable, will be self-funded, and will grow from there. And that's on track. So we anticipate being in full commercial production within the next few months. So we're extremely happy with that.
Okay, Jose, so the takeaway for me when I'm looking at this operations report is that you've delivered on the 3 key areas that you want to. You're drilling, you're expanding, you've upgraded the plant from the 600 tons per day to the 700 tons per day, and you have a goal of getting the production ramped up to 150,000 silver equivalent ounces per month. Can you walk us through where that growth is going to come from to get the production profile up to that 150,000 silver equivalent ounces per month?
Well, yes, all of that production is coming from our Tangana mine. To give you an idea about the average grade that we are mining today is about 10 ounces of silver in terms of equivalent, right? So our plant's capacity is roughly 20,000 tons a month, okay? So we could actually make it up to 200,000 ounces of silver equivalent at some point. But our target is 150, okay? At that point in time, the company will be flying, will be actually having very nice profits, and we'll be obviously developing the asset further.
So one more quick follow-up then, Jose, when it deals with the cost of continuing to expand production, you mentioned the company is self-funded through current operations. Are there any big ticket items that investors need to be aware of, or is this all going to be self-funded to continue to grow to that goal of 150,000 ounces silver equivalent per month?
We actually don't intend to raise funds for this project, at least not in the short term. We'll raise funds in the market at either of these two events. Either we, with our organic growth, we fund the next item on the project. That could be the expansion of the project going forward, probably next year or in 2 years' time. Or we could raise money when we do M&A, right? As a company, we have the determination to grow. We've been looking at several silver assets throughout Latin America, including Peru, of course. And I think we're in a good position to deliver some M&A move within the next year or so. At that point in time, it'll be likely that we'll raise some money, but certainly not for the Tangana mine.
Okay, Jose. Well, another thing that we should point out is that this morning you have released a very critical technical report that talks about the updated resource you guys have just put out at the Nueva Recuperada project that effectively triples the size of the mineral resource. So, Jose, walk us through some of the numbers on this, because you also moved categories. Some of these are moving from inferred to indicated. This is a major update for the company. So walk us through the metrics on this resource update.
Yes, this has been a terrific success of our exploration campaign. As I said, item number one that we promised to our investors was drilling success and resource upgrade, okay? The Tangana system, the Tangana mine is really, really large. It's really good grades. We started basically with 7.4 million tons of an inferred resource with approximately 68 million ounces silver equivalent. And with just half of our drilling program, we've increased that almost by 3x. We already have 187 million ounces of silver equivalent in the ground, and we also have almost 1 million ton of measured and indicated resources, which is basically 8 million ounces silver equivalent. Why is this important? First, on the whole, the Tangana system is really large, it's really good grades, it's gonna be profitable, it's gonna have a long mine life. But second, we have had very short wins. With little drilling, we already have 4 to 5 years mine life. And that's extremely important because the success is gonna continue. So we intend to provide a number of updates as we go, okay? Later in the year, we'll provide both a new resource increment, but also a reserve statement. And I think that's something that's gonna be ongoing in Recuperada and Tangana for the next few years.
So regarding this updated resource then, take us through the grade component, because as I said, when we were talking about operations, grade is key for this project. Did you notice any drop in grade? And also, what's the general mine life now that you have this 187 million ounces silver equivalent resource?
Indeed, actually, Tangana is really good grade. As we mentioned earlier, we are mining approximately 10 to 11 ounces silver equivalent, and that includes dilution. But when you look at our resource, we are reporting more than 160 grams of silver per ton, 2.5% lead and about 2.5% zinc. The nice thing, that is something you are going to keep seeing on our reports going forward, is that that silver polymetallic ore also contains gold to small quantities, but gold that adds value to our concentrate, of course, right? And indicates a lot of upside potential as well. Overall, the grades we are reporting equals about 12 ounces of silver. And that's good grade. You want to compare that with other silver plays in production. And you want to understand that now, with this new resource, Tangana, as I said a number of times, is going to be a really profitable mine.
Well, Jose, hats off to you and your team for such a big win on the exploration side and being able to increase the reserves and the resources that much and increase the mine life. So when you have all of these different pistons firing at the same time, the operations, the expanded mill, the ramp up to production, the drilling that you have on slate for this year, what is the key news that you want investors to focus on for the balance of 2022? What's the key takeaways you want investors to keep their eyes out for?
Well, I think we intend to be a company that reports to investors only on exploration and production. So on a monthly basis, our investors are going to see all these catalysts. You will see resource increments. You will see production reports indicating that the company is not losing any money, but the contrary is growing. And on top of that, you might find some other value-adding items such as M&A, new properties, or new drilling targets. But the bread and butter of SilverX is production and exploration. And investors will be able to see that on a monthly basis.
All right, Jose, we're going to wrap it up here, but very impressive, the growth that SilverX Mining is experiencing early on in the company's life. Please keep us up to date as you continue to grow production and when we see any other news on the exploration front. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Jose, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. We will get those addressed for you. And as I mentioned, we'll get Jose back on a bit more regularly to keep everybody up to speed. Jose, thank you again for your time. Please keep us up to date on future news.
Thank you, guys. Speak soon.